Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. And as you know, one thing that we are passionate about here on the show is ensuring that we harness the voice of Black entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs in South Africa who continue to shape, influence not only the sectors that they work in, but more so their contribution to the economy, which cannot be ignored. We keep our focus on the ICT sector, which has shown significant growth in terms of investment and remains one of the largest and most advanced across the African continent. But have you ever asked yourself, when you are trying to build your business and you're looking for the necessary services to help you with your startup, with your organization, and of course, even scaling, what kind of infrastructure and necessary tools in the background do you need to make sure that you keep your business operational? Well, that's how and where Tshwane Investment Group comes into play. With 15 years of experience in the IT and ICT space, they've worked in partnership with a lot of the major tech companies to make sure that they're able to deliver on ICT systems in South Africa. Tshegofatso Butshwelo joins us as the general manager of Tshwane Investments now. Such a pleasure to have you, Tshegofatso, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much for having me, and good evening to your listeners as well.
We're excited to have you, and I'm hoping that I've provided a full enough and detailed background into your organization, but we never know who's listening, right? Someone might be listening for the first time and might be thinking, hold on, Tshwane Investment within the telco space, or rather telecommunications and ICT services. For those who aren't familiar with your business, help us understand what it is you do.
Okay, so Tshwane Investments is basically an ICT company. So we provide various services from telecoms, mainly through our partnership with Telkom. We also do cybersecurity and cloud solutions as well, just to keep it a bit brief. But yeah, that is basically what we do as Tshwane Investments.
Mm. And this is important, right? Because whether it's LAN or you know, wireless services that you offer, improved productivity, all of this essentially helps businesses run their operations in a more succinct and efficient manner. Give us context, right? Because for the rest of us who aren't in technology all the time, we forget to understand that there's systems, there's rules, there's servers in place that allow us to actually have operational facilities. So using an example of one of your clients, are you able to share, you know, just the scope that you cover?
So just to maybe give a bit of an understanding, so our clients do include both private sector and public sector clients. Maybe just to name one of our clients in the public sector, is PRASA previously, and we also do service, for example, UNISA. So for them, we mostly provide your data and voice services. So on the other side of things, in terms of cloud and cybersecurity, when we look at cloud, for example, we live in a time where everything is about data information, for example. So in terms of understanding your clients, being able to reach clients and understand their needs and all of that, you need to be able to have access to data, be able to store that data as well, and also as well protect that data, because remember, a lot of organizations do have a lot of personal information, for example. Mm. So in terms of understanding how we come into the picture, if, for example, a client in, for example, finance, you have a lot of personal information. So if your company is at risk of being hacked or whatever the case is, you need to have the necessary systems in place and procedures to make sure that your client's information is safe. And when we look at cloud, obviously, there is a lot of information. So just a 1 gigabyte or 1 terabyte hard drive is not enough to store all that information. So considering that a lot of industries are going into a cloud-based storage, for example, you need to have both hardware and software, but obviously based on your company, you need to be able to look at what works for you, and that's where we can come in and say, okay, this is what we can offer you, and this is how it's going to benefit your company.
100%. And I think this is so critical, right? Because as you say, all businesses need data, information, and connectivity in order to operate. For many of us, we might even be listening to the show using our phones, and that's data. And there's an app that was developed in the background, and so much content essentially being consumed throughout these channels. What I'm quite keen to also discuss is just your talent pool. I do see you have quite a few key partners and players in the organization. Betty Manase, John Applecrombie, you know, Chris Jamana, just to name a few of the names I see on the website, but yourself as well, Tsogofatso, as general manager. And this does speak to the necessary skills, right, in terms of ICT and technology. Some people typically think it's all about coding, but you really play in a wide and vast area of the implementation of ICT solutions. So unpack for us, you know, the kind of impact you've made in the economy, not only with the jobs and the skills that you require, but also, you know, how these skills continue to evolve and develop to meet the current needs of the market.
Okay, so just to give you a bit of insight in terms of our team at the moment, we are sitting on about 8 staff, some interns, some experienced individuals. We do have a few interns that we've taken in. We have one in marketing and a few technical people that we do have. So with that, we're obviously trying to empower the youth. Most of our workforce is youth. So like myself, I'm still only 30 years old.
Oh,
so
yay.
I am still youth.
Boo, 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 in
yeah.
Youth Month, hey? So we like that.
You know, so yeah, just in terms of all of that, we are looking at obviously the youth do have a lot of ideas. They are vibrant, and obviously in the economy that we live in, it is quite difficult to find jobs. And with the people that we do bring in as interns, we usually do keep them on based off our operational needs. We always find a way to make sure that we are able to keep them on board, because obviously once you do leave, it's very difficult to find something. So if we can, we always make sure that we structure the company in a way that once our interns get to a place where they are independent to at least a certain extent, our more experienced staff are moved into different positions so that they have different responsibilities and have a different scope of work.
And I think
in terms of our outside contribution, we do look at a lot of your smaller companies. Obviously, they are looking to grow themselves. So we offer services that are cost-effective for them. For example, with our partnership with Telkom, we do have like your accounting software, HR software, which is quite affordable, which is very difficult to find in this time and day. So yeah, this is what we try and do to contribute, not just to our employees, but also to businesses on the outside.
100%. Speaking of your contribution to businesses on the outside, I think it's very important that we shine a light and focus on cybersecurity. It is a major threat. And every other week we've read of headlines either impacting big retailers in South Africa, state-owned entities, and even companies that handle personal information and data of us as consumers. How should we be approaching cybersecurity as a threat as owners and entrepreneurs of small and medium-sized businesses?
Okay, so when it comes to cybersecurity, I think it's something we should all be wary of, considering there are a lot of scammers out there, there are a lot of hackers out there. Just recently, there was this article that was released where a lot of information was leaked. I just can't remember the exact company that this occurrence had happened, but this was thousands or almost 100,000 of people's information that was leaked.
Yes.
Even for the smallest of companies, that is still your information, and you need to make sure that that information is safe. that no outside party is able to infiltrate your system and not just get into your system, because once they are in, they could lock you out, for example. If not lock you out, you could possibly even lose that information. And obviously, once that information is lost, it's very difficult to get it back, or chances are you might not even get it back. So with the right infrastructure, not just infrastructure, but with the right systems or services, because there are those systems that you can have just to protect your information.
100%. I guess to close off with Tsegofatso, there might be many entrepreneurs who themselves also want to understand, how do they protect their data? How do they have the right partners on board, like yourself, to make sure that they have access to the right technology solutions? So I guess help us understand where we can find you, and most importantly, how we as entrepreneurs also need to come prepared. So that I don't just say Tsegofatso ke kopa Wi-Fi. It's not that basic, but it is. But there's also so many other solutions that are layered on top of it, right? So talk us through that. What we need to evaluate, so that we know how to position ourselves when we come to you, seeking your guidance, of course, and your contact details, so that we know where to reach you.
Okay. So in terms of just getting an understanding of how we as Swan Investments can assist even the smallest of businesses, it's as simple as an email or a phone call, and from that engagement we can look at your needs, your capabilities as a business, and how far you're willing to go in terms of protecting yourself, in terms of getting the services that will allow you to have the necessary data stored, whether it's cloud, whether it's hardware, because considering that in this time and day, we do have a hybrid system, for example, through our partnership with Huawei that has this new product called the eKit, which is a hybrid system which consists of both hardware and software. And for those who are looking at getting a hold of us, you can get us telephonically on 010-493-7494 or by emailing us at info@tinvestments.co.za.
Fantastic. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Tsegofatso, and really appreciate the details you've shared with us. And of course, the wide scope of support that you do provide for entrepreneurs. So thank you again for your time, and all the best going forward.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me, giving us this opportunity to showcase ourselves to your listeners.
Oh, 100%. And we're looking forward to your growth. That is Tsegofatso Botshelo. He is a general manager at Tshwane Investments, an ICT services business in South Africa, supporting and enabling data connectivity and so much more for SMEs in the country.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.